Property, right?
Mm-hmm. Do you own the like the sand and the water? But you, nobody owns the water. God, it's God's water. What if someone like walks onto your beach, right? Like if, let's say you do own it, right?
No, man, you don't own the beach. Well, you own the sand on the beach, man.
What if there's a naked girl on the beach?
That girl's not yours. You don't own the girl.
What if she breaks her foot on your property?
She could sue me.
Do me. Oh shit.
Can you read it?
The whole bag?
Fuck it.
Hey Mike, while you're at it.
Those are jewels, dude. Come on, man, just eat it.
Mike, I hate to ask, but,
Hey, no, go on the window.
Okay. All right, I'm going to the truck.
It's gone.
It's gone. All right.
Windows down.
Those bags, did you?
Oh, get it.
You guys eating like $100 worth of pot, yeah, and like $30 worth of shrooms, man. I'm gonna need that $130, you know, whenever you get a chance.
Fuck, man.
That's not really cool, man.
Is that the same car, man? Do I look high?
Yeah.
Here they come.
Lick on it, just lick it or something. Alright.
Be cool.
License and registration.
Officer, I know that.
License and registration, please.
It's too rich.
You know how fast you were going?
What?
How fast you were going?
65.
63.
Officer, isn't the speed limit 65?
Yeah, it is.
Where are you boys headed?
Canada. We're going over the border to Canada for some french fries and gravy, sir.
Poutine.
Canada, huh? Almost made it.
Are you okay?
Yeah, sure.
Yes, sir?
Yes, sir.
Now, did you say yes, sir?
I think he said yeah, sure.
What'd you say, man?
Well, I said yeah, sure, but literally what I said was yeah, sure, sir.
So you are okay, then?
Yes, sir.
You smell something, Rabbit?
Fear.
Now hand over that registration.
Yes, sir.
My mother's gonna kill me. Don't look.
I don't get it, man. I'm fucked up. It's fucked up, man. This shit is fucking crazy.
Shit, man. I was just about to pull out my 9 and put a cap in that pig's ass.
Oh, fuck.
Oh, my God.
License and registration, please.
But I just gave you it, officer.
License and registration. You know how fast you were going?
65?
63.
I'm freaking out, man. You are freaking out, man.
You want to know why I pulled you over? Littering.
Officer, that's not ours.
Candy bars.
Littering and smoking the reefer. Now, to teach you boys a lesson, Officer Rabbit and I are going to stand here while you three smoke the whole bag.
Please, no.
Please, no.
Yeah.
Mother of God.
Come in, 91. Unit 91, come in, 91.
What are you doing out there, 91? We're cutting your pubes out there. We got a Hellraiser and a White Miata. 91, are you there? 91. 91, are you there?
That was good looking. You catch any speeders today?
But I shouldn't, because I knew it was you the whole time.
Aw, Thorny, don't lie in front of the rookie. It sets a bad example.
Foster, where are your shoes?
What, are you the shoe police now?
I am, and you owe me 20 laps around the bar. Let's go.
Your black magic only works on the rookie.
That's brown magic.
Hey,
when do I get to do that?
You get your chance, Rook. Shots?
Yeah. That's a lot of... Ooh.
Yeah. Uh-huh. I'm impressed.
Wow!
Jesus!
Oh, sorry, boys, you're on duty.
On your tab, Officer Womack.
Rookie, pay the lady.
There.
Unit 23, come in, 23.
Unit 23, come in, 23. Do you need me out there? Do you need my assistance?
Shut up, Farva.
I can be there.
Listen, we got the Miata. We're okay.
What about those dopers you picked up?
Do you need my assistance?
The snozzberries taste like snozzberries.
Woo! Oh, shit.
Woo-hoo! He killed the cops!
Oh, shit. Get out of the car, man!
Oh, man, this is a cop car!
This is a...
Hello.
You boys like Mexico? Yeah!
Go, girlfriend. I'm your mother. Come on, Thorny. You're losing to the rookie. It's embarrassing. Come on, Rabbit. You can do it. Oh, Rabbit, he's killing you. I got Thorny in front by a lot. What's the matter? Your mama didn't teach you how to chug? Come on, Thorn. Come on, Thorn.
Oh.
God damn it. I am all that is man.
Every time.
Finish it up. See, there you have it. You're doing it all wrong. You gotta open your throat, relax the jaw.
Don't forget to cup the balls. I mean, you're never gonna win with those thin little bird lips you got there. See, this guy's got these big old power flips. Am I correct, Thorn?
So much of my authority is derived from the power right here.
Hey, guys.
Do you have any more syrup?
Sorry, Urs.
Why couldn't they chug ketchup?
It's a good thing you didn't order hash browns. I mean, if they had been chugging the catsup.
Can you swear on that Red Sox game right yet? Turn it off.
Ah, waiter, there you are. I will have the enchilada platter with two tacos and no guacamole, Mike.
Yeah, Chief, I'll take a chinchilla.
I don't get it. Tacos?
They think I'm Mexican. You're not Mexican?
Another highway cop? What are you guys, multiplying?
You're going to have to figure out which hole to stick it in. Oh, what the fuck? Hey, I saw that.
Sit down, Rando.
I'm sorry, Bruce. These boys get that syrup in them, they get all antsy in that pantsy. They just can't keep them under control.
You should keep these dogs on a leash, John. Go.
A number one Top Gun cadets. In the name of justice, John Q. Public can trust us. Hey. Hail to thee, dear old Perun.
Yeah. Hail to thee.
Hail to thee.
Hail to thee.
Hail to thee.
All
right. What's up, Bone Deadlies? Did I miss a song?
Yeah. Oh, great. Great.
Sing it again, rookie biatch.
Baba. Forgot the coffee.
My bad, Cap.
All right. Let's get started. I got the latest shit list, gentlemen. It's down to Flagstone, Dearlick, and us. And if we keep up these low numbers, you can bet your sweet butts we're going to get the big, ugly axe.
But who'll bust heads in the highway?
The goddamn local cops, that's who. Oh. And you better believe that Grady and his goons have got a copy of this list, so we need to step it up.
Who wants cream? Nobody? Okay, no cream.
Foster, how many tickets did you issue last week?
I don't have my figures here in front of me.
Three.
I can't make them, Speed.
Try Iden.
And grow a goddamn mustache, why don't
you? Hey, I haven't shaved in 2 weeks. I swear.
I'm growing mine.
Well, you're growing yours, are you? I'll tell you when it's time to grow a mustache.
Coffee served. Oh, no, that's rabbits. That's rabbits.
Okay, I get it. It's rabbits.
Oh, look, a bar of soap.
Oh, shit, I got you good, you fucker.
Awesome prank, Farva.
What in the crap you pull, Matt?
Look, fellas.
Bite it, Rook. Make him look like a dick.
Every Thursday night, I walk into the lodge to play hearts. And they always have my old-fashioned just waiting there. I like that. I like it here. Oh, hell! Give me the goddamn soap! We got 50 miles of highway here. That stretch of highway is ours. And I'll be damned if I'll let Grady and those buttheads get their hands on it. Thorny, you're the ranking officer here. Let's do your jobs and keep this place open, huh? Let's do it! Father, your suspension continues. Hit the radio.
Oh, local Smokey's on our turf.
I hit it. That's what O'Hagan was talking about. Hey, you guys forget what color your car is?
Bye-bye.
How about Cat Game?
Cat Game? What's the record?
Thorny did 6, but I think you can do 10.
10? Starting right in meow?
sorry about that.
All right, meow. Hand over your license and registration. Your registration? Hurry up, meow. Sorry. there something funny here, boy?
No.
Well, then why are you laughing, Mr. Larry Johnson? All right, meow, where were we?
I'm sorry, are you saying meow?
Am I saying meow?
I thought you...
Don't think, boy. Meow, do you know how fast you were going? Meow, what is so damn funny?
I could have sworn you said meow.
Do I look like a cat to you, boy? Am I jumping around all nimbly-bimbly from tree to tree?
No.
Am I drinking milk from a saucer?
No.
Well, do you see me eating mice? Hey, you stop laughing right now.
Yes.
Meow, I'm going to have to give you a ticket on this.
But...
No buts, meow. That's the law. Not so funny, meow, is it? Meow.
Oh, let me chop it, baby. You got to let me chop it.
Ooh, wee. Thanks for washing my car, Rook. You know what this is?
A chamois cloth.
Ha! Lucky guess. I just lost a buck. To myself. Think that's funny, do you?
Yeah, I do. I heard something funny about how you got suspended. Something about a school bus full of kids.
Oh, you heard that, did you? Let me tell you another funny story, New Jack. Back in 74, the great Charlie Rich was named Country Musician of the Year. Then in 75, he had to hand the award off to the new one. And you know who that was? Mr. Sunshine on My Goddamn Shoulders, John Denver.
Really?
Can you believe it?
Wow.
Replaced by John fucking Denver.
Amazing.
Yeah. Well, I'll be damaged if Mr. Rich didn't pull out his cigarette lighter right there and light that award on fire in front of everyone. You get it?
So you're saying, can you set my country music award on fire?
I'm saying when my suspension's up, you better watch your ass.
Or you'll light my ass on fire.
You wanna go, mister?
Yeah.
You wanna take one?
Oh, you smell pretty.
Oh, yeah?
Make your first move, baby.
Oh, yeah, it's
hey. Hate to break up the hockey convention, but we got a 1092. You wanna take this one, Rob?
Hell yeah!
I bet you do.
Go!
Nice wax job, Rook.
Thanks, sir.
You.
What the hell is this? We got local pigs running around?
How'd the locals beat us here? We're like 10 miles out.
Look at this chump.
Oh, Mr. Tough Guy here.
Take a walk, buddy. Take a walk.
Holy shit. It's a cool Winnebago. My Uncle Denny used to have one just like this.
Rabbit, put your game face on.
You got it, boss.
Hey, what the fuck?
Ah,
yes. Oh, man.
What happened here?
Take a walk, Sonny. This investigation is already under control.
Well, now it is.
Hey!
Don't touch the crime scene, rodent. Rabbit.
Hey, look at that. Johnny Chimpo.
Quit slapping me.
Would you stop touching my rookie, Grady?
I'll touch you.
This is the Spurberry Police. Put your hands up and come out of there.
Glamour, Pat.
Okay, let's cruise.
No dice. Get the tape.
Sounds like y'all have a hog problem.
Oh, watch it, Mac.
Mac, I'm serious. Be careful, Mac. He's angry.
He's angry.
Back up. Mark it off.
Why you mark it off?
Back it up, Grady. I'm serious.
What's the point? Did you guys get shut down already? Oh, yeah, that's next week.
You're bust. You know there's a dead chick in there?
Move it, ram it, shit.
Back it up.
Back. Oh.
give you the fat guy for Foster, and how about that stupid guy for Rabbit?
Well, you're going to have to be more specific. They're both kind of fat and stupid.
Get these damn handcuffs off now, Ramathorn.
Get them loose.
Go ahead, Smy.
You want to tell me what bug crawled up your big ass, Grady?
Yeah, I will tell you. This is our crime scene. We are taking it.
It's highway. It's our jurisdiction.
No, no. This highway is closed, Ramathorn. This is our jurisdiction.
Ah, fuck it. You deal with the hog.
Hey, Chief.
What in the hell has gotten into you guys? I told you to be good. I told you this was a bad time, but you go ahead and get into a battle royale with the locals at a crime scene.
What? But they started that fight.
Of course they started the fight. Now they've taken a jurisdictional grievance against us. They want us to blow it. I mean, a murder on the highway. And you give them the investigation. Christ. We look like a bunch of pussies.
All right, come on out, Rabbit.
Guess I'll just go take a shower then, huh?
They do shut you down. Maybe you could stick around here. I don't know, get a different job. You can always come work in my shop.
Yeah. Retired cop goes to work for his hippie girlfriend in her head shop. You sitcom, darling.
Okay. You better pay attention, Coach. Our sun's up.
All right, come on now. Watch the ball. Get a hit.
You got it.
Let's do it.
Right, Arlo.
Come on now. First.
Sorry ass local cops. I think you have a nice relationship with someone based on professional courtesy and mutual boredom. Next thing you know, they're trying to take you out.
What? Oh, I get transferred. I have to go be a rookie again with a bunch of random dudes.
Don't worry about it, bro. If it happens, we'll all just stay here. Open up a roller disco.
Roll the heat. Bring it on.
Anybody want a corn dog?
I see the guy in chocolate bananas. Foster?
Oh!
Hey, Charlie's Angel.
Hey, congratulations. You're the 1,000,000th person to say that to me.
Oh. What do I win?
Ooh. There you go.
Hope I don't get brain freeze.
Yeah, I'm not sure you've got the required equipment.
So listen, I had a really good time at that Winnebago fight. Maybe,
yeah.
I don't know, we could do it again sometime.
All right. Fair is fair. You can slug me back if you want to.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. Hold my snow cone.
Okay.
Hands up!
Hey, what happened over there?
What?
Why? How about a little pep?
Let's scratch him, sir.
You want to move that, buddy? Now?
So, about my field time.
Yeah. I'm thinking a lot about that. I think I might be able to talk to Grady for you.
The pink stick? Eat it or lose it.
Hey, shut your pie hole, buddy.
I mean, because I'm ready to go out on patrol. You know, I'm going not staying on the radio all the time. I'd really like to get some field work.
Yeah? Well, why don't you take your radio and go stand in a field?
Move that gigantic cotton candy.
God damn it! How's the view from Sugar Heaven, bitch? Hi.
Hi, I'm looking for Chief Grady. I have some files for him.
Grady's not here. I'll take the file.
It's kind of important. How about Officer Rando?
Nope. What do you need? I'm the only one here.
There are no male officers around?
Just give me the files. What's this?
So are you originally from Vermont, or what?
You know, you've got a lot of courage walking into the lion's den.
Oh, I got brass buns.
You should join the band.
What are these cells, 8x8? Ours are 9x9. No big deal.
Listen, you seem like a really nice guy, but I just don't date cops.
Well, not much of a cop, really. More like a civilian trapped in a cop's body.
Oh. Well, I hear you can get an operation for that. But then I guess you'd miss out on all those wacky things you highway guys do.
Yeah, those stories about us are mostly lies, really. Except for the one about how we pulled over ACDC's bus and then they flew us down to Jamaica to party with them. That one's true. But, yeah, other than that, it's pretty boring out there.
Yeah, well, I wouldn't know. All right, well, it's probably time for you to get out of here. I want to get fired, too.
Oh, I'm not getting fired. I'm getting shut down. It's a big difference. In our cells, the door's over here.
Right.
A couple of hyenas. What the hell?
You know, they are speeding.
Come in, radio.
Don't call me radio, Unit 91.
And don't call me Unit 91, radio.
Are you done?
Yeah, okay, radio.
You got a suspicious vehicle, white Caprice, Vermont plate.
Tijuana Gringo 1 or 5 or 0.
Roger, checking.
Thank you, radio.
Unit 91, that license plate belongs to a local Spurbury police vehicle.
It does? Oh my God!
Very funny, 91.
Thank you, radio.
Whoa! Looks like that truck's planning on skipping the weigh-in.
Yeah, well, you don't weigh in, you don't wrestle.
Whoa! Is this Jack off to him trying to pull him over?
There's no fucking way that is happening.
What the hell is he doing?
I got some.
That's right, doofus. Moving along. You, want to do repeat?
Do you want to do repeat? No, I've been thinking a lot about what the captain said. I'd like to play it straight this time, okay?
Okay.
For O'Hagan.
For O'Hagan.
Good morning. Would you mind stepping down from there? With your license and registration?
Sure, I was just kind of...
Good morning. Would you mind stepping down from there with your license and registration?
Yeah, no problem.
Excuse me one second. No. Excuse me one second. No?
Did I do something wrong, officers? Because I know I wasn't speeding.
Why didn't you weigh in?
Yeah, why didn't you weigh in?
Did I miss that weigh station? They got me running so many miles, I just must have dazed at him. Well, I'll pull into the next one and get weighed up, okay?
What are you pulling back
what
there?
What are you pulling back there?
Well, mostly just soap, I think.
Why don't we take a look?
Listen, officers, I'm on a really tight schedule, and I really need...
Let's go, Mr. Galikinokas.
What? You heard him. Let's go, Mr. Galikinokas.
Hop on up.
Okie silly dilly dokio. I'm an idiot.
Yeah, that's true.
Sorry about the light there. I have a flashlight in the cab.
Hey! Whoa, Mr. Galikinokas! Mr. Galikinokas!
Should have seen that coming.
You should have seen that coming.
It is time to stop now, Mac.
It is? Time to stop now, Mac?
And that was the second time I got crashed.
Afternoon!
Hey.
Stinks like sex in here.
What happened?
I got a little distracted by somebody doing the repeater.
Huh? That'll happen.
That will happen.
Well, you did it this time. Fishing your car to Lake LeBlanc right now.
Oh, man. Nah, we just parked it across the street.
All right, listen. Next time this kind of thing happens, I want you to stop, take a deep breath, and pull your heads out of each other's asses, would you?
Language.
It's easy for you to say, you know, he's got a tiny little head.
Yeah. What's this guy moving?
Soap, I think.
Reefer.
This one's stinky pyramid.
We should have built a stinky igloo and climb in. That's
a lot of pot.
Thinking back to your tour dates with the dead rabbit? Better lock this shit up, huh, buddy?
What are you talking about, man?
Enhance. Enhance. Enhance.
Just print the damn thing! All right. What do we know about this Golly Canucas guy?
It's a fake name, fake license.
Bunty Soap?
Fake soap company.
What, plastic fake? Decorative fake? What?
No, like they don't exist.
So, we got 150 kilos of marijuana and no arrests. We got nothing.
Well, I got a theory, Cap.
These bales of pot, they have that red Johnny Chimpo sticker on them. And that dead woman in Winnebago had the same logo tattooed on her back.
See, a lot of drug dealers use stickers to mark their products. Like a brand name.
See? Where'd you learn that, Cheech?
Drug school.
Shut up, Farmer. Did that bag you pull off those college kids have that sticker?
Don't believe it did.
Was there any marijuana on that Winnebago?
Nope.
A monkey tattoo. Sounds kind of flimsy. What's the significance of this John Chimpo fella?
Well, you know those really cheap Japanese cartoons? No? This is basically a cheaper Afghani knockoff. It's this monkey that, you know, basically travels around the world doing nasty things. His butler tries to keep him in line, but, no.
It's really funny, Cap. It's Afghanistan animation.
The monkey has a butler? Great. Is that what they do in Arabia, Thorny?
How the hell should I know?
All right. Somebody get me a VTR copy of this thing. I'll talk to Grady and see if he'll let us take a look at the Winnebago. All right. You ready for the photo shoot? Okay, fellas. Let's take it.
Wait a minute.
Hold on, your
pants.
Yeah.
Sorry,
idiot.
Come on,
John. I'm not interrupting, am I?
Matt Timber, no. Come in, come in.
Good work, gentlemen, all the way around.
Thanks.
Could I get in on that?
Sure, why not?
Hey.
Good work, officer.
They're going to have a hard time shutting us down now. Right, Mr. Mayor?
We got a murder one day, a drug bust the next. I'm thinking, we need as much police as we can get. That'd be a good slogan, wouldn't it? Mm-hmm.
Tell that to the budget committee.
I just got off the phone with Governor Jessman, and she's going to be swinging through here on her way to Burlington.
Hey. Why? Hey. Hey.
All right. Hey. Give me a gun, huh? To hold for the pictures?
Rabbit, run, gun.
And John, as far as all this brawling with the local police is concerned...
It won't happen again, Bill. I'm on to it.
Good. Because when the governor shows up, I'm going to throw her a little party. We're going to let her know just how this community feels about its law enforcement.
Mm-hmm.
Spread it on!
Come on, Dad, come on.
So what's the deal with you and Bobby?
Come on, Dad!
You guys are going out, but you sleep with other people?
Well, I mean, yeah. Not really. Kind of. Sort of a lot, sorry, all right? Well, hey, Arla, does Mom ever have any friends over? Any older boys?
Can we turn the siren on?
Yeah, yeah, in a minute, all right? Are you listening? Does she have anyone over that maybe you call Uncle?
Like Uncle Fred?
Uncle Fred? Who's Uncle Fred?
He's this crazy bird on TV. He's crazy. He flies around like a pigeon.
All right. Uncle Fred, he's great. Crazy bird. We got one. You want to take this one, kid?
What about you?
I gotta stay with little A. You're okay, right?
Sure.
Go on. Make Mom a proud. Yeah, Farva, I got a Porsche Brown Washington plates 8.
Donna Peanut Eunuch.
Roger, checking.
Kill him. Can I please see your license and registration?
I'm sorry, officer, for the speeding violation. I am so used to driving on the autobahn.
What?
Er sieht aus wie schon Cassidy aus, finde ich nicht.
Ja, das finde ich auch. Yummy, yummy.
Nee.
Do you know why I pulled you over?
Because we were driving way too fast.
Yeah.
Yeah. Officer, this is a major problem because I cannot afford another ticket with my Porsche. Is there maybe something I can do for you? Or maybe my wife could do for you to avoid this dilemma.
Is there maybe something you would like me to do to you? Or maybe something you would like to do to me?
Because you were doing 90 and a 65.
Perhaps some spanking and cuffing is in order.
Could you hold on a minute? Just a minute. I'll be right back.
Mann, war das einfach.
.23, that Porsche is hot.
Are you sure?
Rabbit! Make a partner, girl!
You can join too if you like.
No, get over here!
No, 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 no! Yeah.
I know.
What? Farmer said that car is stolen.
What?
Stolen? Shit!
What's your problem, officers?
Hold on! Look, kid, if any other day I'd step in here and show you how to swing, but the car is stolen. God damn it! You gotta get over there, and you gotta cuff her. Do it! You're a highway patrolman. Cut it out! Do it!
Now turn that off and step out of the car.
This is no problem,
Put your hands in the car and spread them.
Now some fun for both of us.
Get back in the car!
Rabbit, get over there and cuff her. Up against the car.
Ma'am, I hate to do this to you, but would you please put your hands behind your back?
Now, things are getting kinky, no?
Arlo!
Love you.
Stop.
Come on, ready up!
Attention!
Arlo!
Rabbit, let's go!
Climb up on Uncle Rabbit's lap, Arlo, okay?
I think that's such a good idea, Thorn.
All right, okay. Why don't you just sit in the middle, all right, buddy?
Ursula, what the fuck? There's no TP in the bathroom.
What about the pee stuck to your shoe?
What about the pee stuck to my shoe? Shit! You know, you might get ahead around here if you made the extra effort.
Oh, what? Did you want me to wipe your ass?
That's not what I'm... Well, around my house, my wife knows to refill the TP.
I'm not your wife, Smy.
No. And if you were, I'd take you down a peg or two. Hey, douchebag.
You know, if you were my wife, I'd massage your feet every night until you fell asleep.
Nice try.
He strangles her and puts her face in pig food? What an asshole. Got any ID on the corpse?
Yeah. Jane Doe. You know her?
Oh, we're working on it. It's called routine police work.
Apparently she had a cartoon monkey tattooed on her back. John Chimpo, I'm told. And those cannabis bags in our truck? Those stickers have the same monkey logo, so we think there might be some kind of connection.
Are you suggesting that a cartoon monkey is bringing drugs into our town?
Look, I know we don't like each other.
I like you.
Come on! I'm looking for a little cooperation here.
John Chimpo. Hanson, could you round up Johnny Chimpo and Jerry Giraffe and Artie the Alligator and bring them in for a lineup? Thanks, sweetie.
Sounds like they're having fun.
That's what happens when you start hanging out with a state trooper. We show you the funny. Well, where were we?
You were laying your best rap on me, and I was resisting.
Oh, but you were starting to think about it.
I told you, I don't touch Highway Hog.
Baby, I'm sizzling.
I scratched your back, Bruce. I scratched it good and hard. Now, either you scratch my back, or you're going to get my size 10 boot up your ass.
Desperation is a stinky cologne, John. Let's see, you are an expendable line item on a state spending bill. You have a station full of crappy cops. I am about this far away from having a bigger budget. Now, you come in here talking about monkey tattoos on some drunk lady's tit like it's a goddamn drug conspiracy? Keep your bags packed, John. Let us handle the real police work. John, when you do get shut down, you come back, talk to me. I can always use a good meter maid.
Let it roll.
Thou art laid under one summer pine.
Thorn, we really like this town.
I'll probably just get sent out of Brattleboro. It's a nice town.
I don't think it's a healthy time for him to move. He's got a lot of real good friends here.
Who? That creepy kid with the lisp? Hey, stop jumping on the bed. Look, I don't want to go without you.
Well, then you should stay here.
Yeah, but I can't if they transfer me. Hey, stop jumping on the bed.
Yippee-ki-yay, you motherfucker.
Hey, Arnie, it's almost midnight, huh? Ugh.
You really should be getting back to the jail. You don't want us turning into pumpkins, huh?
Amish, I'm not ready. I don't want to go yet.
Lauren, can't they just stay a little longer?
All right.
Yeah.
Who wants a mustache ride?
I want one.
Spray police.
Oh, thank the Lord. Oh, thank the Lord. It's terrible. There's a disgusting pervert flashing people.
Ma'am, I need you to calm down.
I can't calm down. You calm down. Oh, my God.
Ma'am, tell me your location.
He's right in front of the building on 323 Karuna Street.
That's this address, ma'am.
Oh, well, then maybe you can see him. He's right in front of the building. Go look. I'll hold. Did you see him? Oh, he's disgusting.
He certainly is, ma'am.
Oh, I think he's going to the window again.
Oh, the humanity. He's all bulgy. He's like a moose. Oh, no. I think he's going back again.
Please, motherfucker.
Oh, God. Please don't shoot me. I'm naked.
Drop your coat and grab your toes.
What?
I'm gonna show you where the wild goose goes.
Oh, this isn't happening. I'm a police officer. Ursula, help!
Baby, I'm gonna butter your bread. You don't have these at your station. I don't suppose you got a pair of fresh underwear I can borrow.
I'm not sure you could fit into my panties.
You know you can't tell anybody about this.
I already told my mom.
Whoa.
Baby, you rocked me.
Wow. What is this?
Cat up! You're off the road.
Good move, Cat.
Cut up, Father. Got it? You're on radio. Father, you're riding with Thorne.
Wait a minute.
What do you want me to do about it? My hands are tied. It's all over the police band. Rabbit, you couldn't have picked a worse time. I got a Q-17 request form today. We have to inventory our equipment, which means our balls are this close to the bandsaw. What are you selling, Mac? Hot dogs?
Billboard.
Casino with Fantastic.
Let me guess. Just humped the mayor's wife and burned down City Hall.
I'd do you one better, Captain. So I'm walking down by the local police station, minding my own business. There's something funny in the air. I feel like I just got to get into that Winnebago. So after I jimmy the door, I do a quick recon.
Bullshit.
I can see there's something not quite right about that bed. So I busted it in.
Bullshit.
And just sitting there were 10 huge duffel bags of these mothers.
Now let me get this straight. You went into the impound, scaled the fence, broke into the Winnebago, and smashed the bed all on a hunch?
I'll believe that when my shit turns purple and smells like rainbow sherbet.
What? What do you think, I just grew this weed?
How could you know to look underneath the bed?
It must have been my sixth, or even my seventh sense. You know, Rabbit, a good cop doesn't really know why he does anything.
Disregard that, Rabbit.
And you didn't even think to call in your partner?
So these local mothers, I've got 100 keys of Chiba and they don't even know it. Not a clue. It's totally hidden.
And Grady's walking around like he's hot soup. All right, we got a chance here, but we got to beat these guys to the punch. Mac, you and Foster check out the truck stops and find out what you can about Gallicanucas and Bunty Soap. I'll talk to Grady and play a little hardball. Thorny, I'm taking a hard line here. You got to promise me no more bullshit.
Hey, Cap, you know I'm cool, but I can take no responsibility for these white devils.
Well, you're going to have to. Now, Rodney, we're under a lot of pressure here. Remember what we talked about? If anything happens, count to 10. Take some deep breaths.
10 deep breaths. I got a cap.
Fosse, you're on duty.
Trust me, Skipper. We'll make you proud.
You are awesome. You are incredible. You are a fantastic cop.
Keep going.
And then somebody said, I think it was O'Hagan, said, Foster, you deserve a promotion.
I think you get a star. Foster, wait, I don't know if this is going to work. Steering wheel's dropping my ass.
Ow. Here in New York City, I got to pay $10 to watch two cops have sex in a cage.
Yeah? Foster?
Yeah.
In our cruiser, somebody has to let you out of the back seat. Fuck it. Mm.
Do we look like the two dumbest guys in the world to you? Is that why you choose to treat us with such a disrespect?
Look, all I'm saying, man, is switch partners.
It'll be fun.
I don't think so.
Come on, mix it up a bit.
No fucking way.
Come on, Mac. You know you're always saying how funny Foster smell.
Oh, look out for Thorny, master of psychology.
Do I really smell?
All right, assholes. Quit talking about me. Like a low, Ramathorn, let's kick some tail.
We're talking about you, you big idiot.
Bullshit.
Truck stop, huh?
We gotta do it.
Hey, the captain didn't say anything about going undercover.
Do you think they're gonna tell us anything if they know we're cops? Get a job, man. Look, you're a fucking super cop. You should know this.
I am super.
Plus, we can't take our car until they replace the door you, for no reason whatsoever, removed last night.
I told you it was those kids with the wrenches.
Ah, yes, those ballsy little punks who took your car door off while you were sitting in the damn thing.
I told you I was in a very deep sleep.
Yeah, you want to tell that to O'Hagan? Maybe we can borrow his car today.
Do you even know how to drive this thing?
How about we pop a couple Viagra and issue tickets with raging mega-huge boners?
Only you, Farva, can make a dark man blush. And no, we're not doing it.
Ah, hell. Hey, I came up with a great name for our car.
Oh, yeah?
Get this. You're Arcot Ramathorn, Ram, and I'm Rod Farva. Rod. Car Ramrod. Car Ramrod. You get it?
Yeah, I got it. Rabbit.
Say Car Ramrod.
I got a Plymouth Voyager.
Say Car Ramrod.
Vermont Plates. Hold on. Vermont Plates. Alpha. God. Mustard. One. Niner. Decade. China. Check it.
Roger, 23.
You didn't say it.
Oh, I forgot.
I wrote it on the paper.
Oh, yeah.
Come on, Ramathorn. What game are we playing?
What? No games.
Don't bullshit me. Let's play one of those games I keep hearing about. You know, Mac and Foster did that thing, you know, with the who can say pussy the most.
You know, actually, Mac bet Foster he couldn't say meow 10 times. To the driver. I realize that doesn't sound funny as I describe it,
who can say meow the most? You guys are real crazy. Hey, look out for these guys! Hell, I can say meow. I can say moo. For $20, I'll call the guy a chicken fucker.
Okay. Easy ride. Easy ride. Easy ride. Easy ride.
License and registration? Chicken fucker?
Bruce, John O'Hagan.
John.
I'm glad you called. Listen, I have Bobby the Baboon in lockup.
But he says that for 20 bananas, he'll provide evidence.
Johnny Chimpo is the pimp in charge of the Cartoon Network whorehouse.
Look, I'm done dicking around. We got new evidence on your murder.
Who? Gallicunas? You know where he is?
No, we don't know where he is, but...
I don't see how you can possibly help us then.
Okay. This is my last offer. Either you let us in on this investigation, or I'm going to embarrass you personally.
Oh, how embarrassed? Like naked in a dream embarrassed?
No, no. Embarrassed like back in 77 when you got caught fucking your cousin embarrassed?
She's not my cousin.
Welcome to Dippus. Can I take your order?
Give me a double bacon cheeseburger.
Double bacon cheeseburger? It's for a cop.
What the hell's that all about? You gonna spin it now?
No, I was just telling him that's what makes it good. Don't spit in that cop's burger.
Yeah, thanks.
Roger, holding his bet.
Give me a pie, apple.
Do you want me to hold the spit?
Just kidding, Officer Barva.
So, do you want to dip the size of your meal for a quarter more?
Want me to punch aside your face for free?
Some male figure, I'm his dad, and stop with the whole transfer thing.
Christ.
You know what? I gotta go. Let's talk about this later, okay? Okay, bye.
Now don't give me any lip.
It's just a quarter, and look how much more you get.
I said no!
It's just 25 cents.
Hey, listen, guy. He doesn't want it.
I can handle this, Ramathorn. I don't want it!
Right. Beverage?
Give me a liter of cola.
A what?
A liter of cola.
Liter of cola? Do we make liter of cola?
Well, you just order a large Farva.
I don't want a large Farva. I want a goddamn liter of cola.
I don't know what that is.
Liter is French. For give me some fucking cola before I break Moose fucking lip.
All right, relax.
That look like spit to you?
Yeah.
Ah, fuck it. I feel like a real cop again.
Well, I wouldn't get used to it, because you know it's not going to last.
Bullshit. I'm not going anywhere.
All right, buddy.
Hell, we're about to get shut down anyway.
Oh, yeah?
That's a lot of dimp.
What do you do if you get transferred?
I don't know. I mean, Bobby doesn't want to leave, and I don't want to leave her and Arlo.
Yeah, I don't know what the hell I'm going to do. Yeah, who gives a shit? I'm about to win $10 million anyway, right?
Are you? What are you going to do with that $10 million? And you can't say buy the Cleveland Cavaliers.
I'd buy a $10 million car.
Yeah, good investment, but I'd pull you over.
Bullshit, you can never catch me.
Oh, I could never catch you.
Well, if you did, I'd activate my car's wings and fly away. I got a good feeling about this.
Damn it, you burger punk! You son of a bitch!
Sorry about the delousing rod. Some standard procedure.
It's powdered sugar.
The lice hate the sugar. Listen, Rod.
It's delicious.
Good. Good. Say, Rod, what are your plans after the shutdown?
We're not getting shut down, Grady. We're drug busters.
Well, maybe they're drug busters, but you're dispatching.
Nuh-uh. I'm back on the road now.
Until this little incident. Listen, Rod, this whole murder thing, we've been trying real hard to break it open, but O'Hagan just will not cooperate with the evidence. Now, I've spoken to the governor myself. She is going to shut your station down, son. It's going to happen. Now, I'm going to have a bigger budget then, and I could really use a good local officer like yourself.
Can I go now?
You can have your own car. Work on exciting cases. Hey, we could even chase drug dealers together. Now, the thing is, Rod, I really need to know about your side of the investigation. O'Hagan's making all kinds of threats, and can we make a deal?
I'm all highway.
Let him loose.
Sorry about that, bro. Hey, Charlie's Angel.
What's up?
Guys?
Hey. Well, we got about 20 desk lamps.
Farva went schizoid.
That's good.
How'd the undercover thing go?
Well, not so good. Turns out this guy can't drive a semi.
You guys watch that Johnny Chinpo thing?
Funny, but nothing there.
Maybe you missed something.
Trust me, bro. There's nothing there.
Maybe we should take another look.
That's it. You're off the road. Never again.
Sir, no. It was not my fault.
Neither was the goddamn school bus. You know, there was a time we'd take a guy like you out back and beat you with a hose. Now you got your goddamn unions.
Cap, you know I'm not a pro-union guy.
And you're banned from Dimpersburger.
Damn it.
Get some rubber gloves. From now on, you're my cleaning lady. Beat it!
There's a butler basically saying to Johannes Chinpo, don't let the great Satan tempt you with the Western culture. You must remain true to the Taliban warlord.
Oh, me!
So, Galakonokis is not the butler?
No.
Very possibly. This is quite brilliant, really. Huh? So, Capitaine, you think there might be some connection with the smugglers?
Mommy, get this meatball out of here.
I got it, Captain. Come on, meatball.
Probably do that.
Back in the cage with your beautiful wife, huh?
What did you find out at the weigh station?
My cruiser weighs 16,000 kilograms.
I just got off the phone with Tom Mercado from the budget committee. This thing with Favre screwed up, Pooch.
What? They can't lump us in with that fucking Martian.
We're all in the same boat, fellas.
But our shenanigans are cheeky and fun.
Yeah, I mean, his shenanigans are cruel and tragic.
Which makes them not shenanigans at all, really.
Evil shenanigans.
I swear to God, I'll pistol whip the next guy that says shenanigans.
Hey, Farva. What's the name of that restaurant you like with all the goofy shit on the walls and the mozzarella sticks?
You mean shenanigans?
No! Oh.
You're talking about shenanigans, right?
Put those away!
Hey, Rabbit.
Yeah, I know. You got beautiful big brown lips.
Yeah. Have your fun, boys. Have your fun. Because I'm going to start looking for a new job.
The mayor came down today.
Biker. I'm an idiot.
Boy, you guys just keep shooting yourself in the foot.
I heard you got to see Farva naked.
Yeah, it was hard to miss. So Grady thinks he's got you guys by the balls.
Yeah, how do you feel about long-distance relationships? I think I'm getting sent to Deer Lake.
Well, I've been thinking about this. I think I might have an idea. The governor comes to town on Saturday for that big thing, right? He's going to make a big speech about drugs and law enforcement and all of that because of your bust.
Yeah, she's still going to shut us down.
No, not if you give her more. Get the reefer out of the Winnebago and give it to her during the party. Make a big show of it.
With all that media there, she would love us for it.
There's no way she'll shut you down.
Yeah, but that reefer's locked in the Winnebago, which is locked in your impound, which is guarded by assholes. All right. Here's what I'll need. 5 ski masks, a case of smoke bombs, the good ones, banana peels, lots of banana...
Foster, how about if I just help you get in?
You would do that for me?
Yeah. What the hell? We'll work together.
Like Cagney and Lacey?
Yeah, well, Cagney and Lacey were women, but...
Could be lazy.
Rocco! That's it, huh?
Oh, CCS Rockman bulletproofing is the tops. Same guys who make our flak jackets. Now, Rabbit, a good cop does what before using his equipment in the field?
They test it?
They test it, exactly. How you shooting today, Thorne?
Dead on all morning.
How about that little fella?
Oh, that little guy. I wouldn't worry about that little guy.
Good enough for me. You're my man now.
Now, I don't get it. How are we going to get into the local impound? There are going to be cops there.
Most of the local cops will probably already be at the banquet. They'll leave like one or two of the dumbest guys at the station. How you feeling there, Mac?
Good enough to fuck your mother!
So all we have to do is distract whoever they leave there. Hey, Mac, you still have that Halloween costume?
Oh, hell yeah, you don't throw out...
Damn, that's good!
So if we can get 10 minutes, you and I can get into the impound, get the reefer, and get it to the governor before she leaves?
Nice and easy.
I like it.
All right, you're up.
Me?
I don't get puke on it.
Does it hurt?
You're gonna feel a little pinch.
Looking good, Rabbit. Now don't move.
Hang on, buddy. Hey, Cap.
Hey, Captain.
Bulletproof cop, huh? I invented this gag, Rabbit. Only in my day, the rookie got naked. Whoa, whoa. And we also use blanks. You're a sick motherfucker, Mac.
Thanks, Chief.
All right, Thorny. Why'd you call me up here? Good to know that you're still batting for us with the budget committee, man.
Well, I don't want to mince words, John, but it didn't look too good.
Maybe not to the untrained eye. But if I was a betting man, I'd put money on us changing the governor's mind tonight.
Well, you might want to strap on your ass-kissing boots and start right now. I think she's your only hope.
Hello, what is this thing again? Humane Society?
It's a drug bust.
Cocaine?
Hello.
Marijuana. Then why are we here?
Oh, I think we're pretty well covered, Mr. Mayor.
Well, I think she's got a lot of tough decisions to make. I don't envy her.
Oh, I do. I'll be lucky to have a figure like that when I'm her age.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Yeah, we're sending someone down. Don't worry.
Thanks.
Okay.
You bet.
No. We'll bring
it.
No,
we're on it. We got it. All right, that's like 20 calls. I'll tell you what, I'll go down there and check it out.
What about me?
Burton, somebody's got to stay here. All right, fuck it.
Maybe this is the key. I mean, no offense, bro, but when did you become a cop?
None taken, Ramathorn, none taken.
Really? How'd you know the key was there?
A gentleman never asks, a lady never tells. Wonder how Rabbit's doing.
Oh, yeah! Oh, yeah! Yeah!
What does that look like to you?
Oh, yeah! Yeah!
Mr. Bear?
Yeah!
Is the guy?
Yeah.
Seems more game warden thing to me.
It's illegal, Burton. I know that. Oh. Oh shit! Look who's here.
I thought you said it wasn't going to make it.
I tried.
Glad to see you, Rodney.
Hey, how you doing, Rowdy?
How you think I'm doing? Open bar, ain't it?
Mm-hmm.
I thought you said Bolarama.
Yeah, I tried to call you, but,
Yeah, right. Give me 6 Schlitz.
No Schlitz.
Whatever's free.
Take it easy, Ron.
Open bar, dude!
Yeah! Yeah!
Hello down there! Are you okay?
Yeah.
Let's do this.
Hey, whoa!
Mayor Timber. Yeah, so I just wanted to let you know that the governor's going to have to leave early for an emergency fundraiser. So she's going to speak in about 5 minutes, and then we're going to have to zip on out of here.
Well, thanks for the heads up. I'm going to check on those guys.
Neck attack! Wanna go punch for punch? Oh, good one! I did not specify! Never seen a shitter! Lady in blue, coming through!
Ramathorn! What? I don't know. 2 minutes?
That's a lot of hooch.
Holy shit. What's Grady doing up there?
And of course, your own local police chief, Bruce Grady, has made yet another astonishing breakthrough in our state's war on drugs. Now that's fine police work.
Thank you, Grady. The real credit goes to my skilled officers who uncovered the marijuana in that Winnebago. And we have identified the dead woman from that Winnebago as a drug queenpin from Louisville, Kentucky, Lucy Garfield. Or, as we like to call her down at the station, the Louisville Smuggler. There will be no more running of marijuana through Spurberry on my watch. You can count on that.
Grady, our secret stash? That was our stash.
I did not show Grady the stash.
Those bags of grass represented a bond of
Foster,
trust between us.
Foster, I had no idea.
Did you pick me because you thought you could manipulate me?
No. How could you even say that?
Because you crapped on my heart.
I what on your heart?
What are you getting out of this? Is Grady putting you on the road? No, are you? You're screwing him, too.
What the fuck? Fucking traitor.
Hey, Mac, did it work? Did it work?
Is there ever a moment when you suspected her?
No, why would I?
Exactly. Why use your head when you can be getting some cop-on-cop fucky-sucky?
Well, did you tell her anything?
Two cops sleeping together. What the hell do you think they talked about?
I don't know. Doing it, positions and stuff?
Oh, shut up. You guys don't even know her.
Get it through your head, fish dick. She was in on it.
Fuck you, Matt.
All right. Fighting's not gonna change anything. Foster, she played you good. It's called the honey pot. Should have known better.
Well, I guess we're gonna shut us down anyway. But you two are friends, you know? You shouldn't let this come between you. Come on now, shake hands.
Sorry.
You should be.
Hey.
Sorry.
Good now. Who wants a shot?
I do.
I'll have one.
I said, who wants a shot?
I do. You have any openings in Sherburne, Cap?
Not for you guys.
Oh, come on. We're like the sons you never had.
If you were my son, Mac, I would have smothered you by now.
Smothered me in gravy, you big, dirty man.
You put in for a transfer yet?
Ugh, I applied for a guard job. At the post office.
Oh, man. We'll finally get to shoot someone.
to the death of fun.
Here's to you guys. All right.
What's up, dirty dogs? Guess that's it for the old locker, huh? She stinks like ass, but I'll sure miss her.
I guess you can say that about all my girls.
What the fuck?
The fuck to you, too.
What are you?
I'm a cop. What are you?
A local cop?
Grady had an opening. Big deal.
Why are you wearing that uniform in my station?
Look who's talking, Denim Dan. You look like the president, chairman, and CEO of Levi Strauss. Where'd you get the Canadian tuxedo?
You ran us out to Grady.
I'm not even going to dignify myself with a response to that. Hey, I got no hard feelings. Nothing a few beers can't fix, right? Hey, how about one on me, Ramrod?
Yeah, well, I'll be right back.
What the fuck?
We should have taken him out the back and shot him a long time ago.
Aye, aye, Captain.
I gotta call Ursula.
Oh, fellas, we gotta get him back. He's gotta pay for this.
Yeah. Nobody wears that uniform in my
sights.
Orbit's going down.
Yeah, yeah. Take him out.
Grady's going down.
Yeah.
All these fuckers are going down.
Yeah. Get him out.
What?
Give me a liter of cola.
Sorry, Officer Farber.
Come in there, boy. I'll come in there, boy. Hello.
Let's
go somewhere else.
License and registration. You gotta go. I love you, Ursula.
Come here, Ursula.
Who is this? Hello?
Oh. Holy shit, is that her?
Yeah, Ursula. Oh, I'm sorry.
Sir, this is a police channel. Please get off of it.
I'm trying to apologize here.
Sir, this is not a civilian channel.
If you'd like to have a conversation with someone, please go to channel 5.
All right, Thorny, you pop it over to channel 5.
Look what I found. Who my boss?
You go, girl.
Foster.
Help me out here,
Foster,
woman.
Is that you?
I need someone sober.
You got it, Cap. Hey, what's going on, man?
Don't use that boyfriend voice with me. What are you doing?
Don't use that boyfriend voice with me, Foster.
Yeah! Now, did you know that Farmer was the one who told Grady about our plan?
Yeah. I know, he's working for us.
So I'm sorry about that old thing, and I don't know, can I come see you?
I can't see you.
Listen, Foster.
Ursula!
Absolutely.
I'm naked!
Listen, Foster. You want to get these guys back?
Yeah.
I know a way we can get them really good.
Yeah, let's get them good. You hear that, guys?
Yes, sir.
Yeah,
we're going to get them back. Tomorrow.
Okay, I get off work at 10:30. Meet me at Route 9 on Okeechobee Road, and don't be late.
She's at Okeechobee. She's okey-dokey.
She's late.
So, Foster,
This your usual meeting spot?
No.
Shit, that was Calicanoke.
Just get him! Get him!
Different day, huh, Rabbit?
Every other car! I said now! You're all under arrest for stealing a Spurberry police vehicle.
No, Farva, you are under arrest for being a total and complete fuckhead. Now, you don't want to do this, Rod. We gotta go catch that truck.
Using what? Super citizen power?
Galakanook is on that truck.
I'll believe that when me shit turns purple and smells like rainbow sherb.
Does it sound like that when I say it?
Farva, you are not stopping me from getting my job back.
Get it back.
Oh, I got a job now.
You're a local cop.
You're goddamn right I am.
You ratted us out.
No, Thorny. I barely had a job before. Farva, get the coffee. Farva, hit the radio. Farva, clean the cells. I'm a cop, goddammit. I got my own car now. I get to bust criminals. It's what I gotta do!
You screwed us over.
No, Thorny. Okay, I did it,
Sorry, Rodney, I'm sorry.
Come on.
No, please, come on. Listen. This is your big chance. When we go up there, and we're wrong, no big deal. But if we're right, you can be a hero. Come on, Team Ramrod.
Look at that.
My God, we got him.
Oh. Fucking Galakanakis.
There's Canadian markings on that plane.
Okay.
Flosser, yeah. You and Rabbit come around the classic pincer move.
Mac, I need you to take...
No, Thorny, me and you. We outflank them and we do like a submarine move. Team Ramrod?
Shut up, Farva. You're leaning.
Wait a minute.
Oh, my God. I hate those fucking guys.
Locals. God damn it, you dipshits. If I had my car, I would have been in this bus.
Shh.
Rodney! Rodney, get your ass back here!
Here you go again. What the fuck?
Oh, did you see that? He kissed that guy.
Shh. Holy shit. God, we should have known.
So wait, the local cops are selling Afghani grass to the Canadians? Assholes.
No, Rabbit, it's coming in from Canada.
Canadian grass. Ah, assholes.
No, the local mothers are running protection for them.
Oh, I guess I'm the asshole.
I'm sorry, we didn't wait for you, but this guy...
Listen, I need to tell you something. What, are you guys drunk?
No.
Your local buddies are running crap.
Listen, I know, that's what I want to tell you. I know what they're doing. I've known for a while.
You know this?
Wait. Are you in on it?
No, they keep me on dispatch. I didn't know what to do when I found out about it. I was afraid I'd lose my job.
Oh. So you should have just told us, we would have arrested them.
Yeah, we used to be cops, remember?
Yeah, I remember. No offense, but the less you guys knew, the less you could screw up.
Oh, wow.
No, I mean, I was trying to stop it without getting brought down. That's why I helped you find the reefer. That's why I helped you guys steal the Winnebago. And that's why I brought you here tonight.
Oh. You didn't do this because you like Foster?
No, I do like Foster, but I...
But you used him.
Yeah, I guess so, but I really like him now.
Ah,
there you go. That's
so good.
Kind of awkward.
I hate to break up the like fest, but it's prime time for crime.
Yeah.
Whoa!
Hey, are you guys kidding? Look at yourselves. You saw what they did to Galakanuk's girlfriend. And you guys are drunk and unarmed.
Oh, I am sober as a bird.
I am drunk.
What do you got?
No guns. They have flares. And some string.
Oh, Farva, you sad, lonely man. Oh, wait. He's got your name written on it.
Oh! Chief! Chief Grady! I secured the perimeter, sir.
Farva?
Sorry I missed the call. Looks like we got him. Rock and roll!
What the hell are you doing here, Farva? Put that pistol down.
Qu'est-ce que c'est ça?
English.
Chief.
Put a bullet in him, Grady.
What the fuck is this?
Grady?
Shit. What the fuck? What is it?
Hi, darling.
Here we go.
Dear John, congratulations are due to you and your men for your brave, impressive, but most of all, unorthodox tactics in thwarting the drug smuggling ring and extreme police corruption.
Ooh, all right. She loves us.
I cannot stress enough how proud we at the State House are of you. The great state of Vermont could use more officers like your men.
Uh-huh.
As you requested, we have reevaluated the financial situation regarding your unit.
And we're going to buy you a tank.
Due to our tight fiscal situation, we regret to inform you that we are still going to have to close your station. Good luck in Sherbourne, John. And give your men my best. Sincerely, Governor Fuckhead.
I did not see that coming.
I told you to bring the hand cart.
Sorry.
Oh, God damn, I remember these things being lighter. I think I'm gonna drop a nut.
Shit, I hope they like foam.
Not so bad.
It's good exercise. Cool uniforms.
Yep, all the beer you can drink. I'm into that. Oh, God.
You order the keg of St. Anki?
Yeah. But are you guys the highway patrol?
Yeah, but our station got shut down, so.
Oh, no shit, man.
Yeah, shit. This your keg?
Oh, my dad ordered it, but he's asleep right now. Hey, St. Anki!
Oh. God.
No. Hey, man, hey, bro. It's cool, man. They got fired.
No shit, man. All right. Where's the keg go?
Put it in the rec room, man. Yeah, come on in. Yeah.
Make room, so long. What took you guys so long to get here? What'd you do? Brew it yourself?
Cool, man.
I am cool. Why don't you guys put that over there?
We want a drink. Come on, come on, come on.
Actually, you know what? I think it's better feng shui if it's over there.
Definitely. Definitely better over there. Oh, wait. Guys, you know what? Man, it's probably better for the flow if you put a bag over here. And don't forget to tap that keg, guys.
Okay. Someone's going to need to sign for this, and I need to see some ID.
Look, you know what? I don't have any ID, but Abraham Lincoln here, he said that I'm 21, and he never told a lie.
Yeah, actually, it was George Washington who never told a lie.
You guys drive a hard bargain, but... Actually, you know what? Why don't you guys split it?
Are you ready for the fun part?
Oh, yeah.
Because here comes the fun part.
Sperbury Police! We've got it!
All this for a noise complaint?
I love acid!
What the crap? How come nobody called me?
We're in trouble, aren't we?
Oh, yeah. You're in big trouble.
If you really want to choke somebody, you gotta hit the Adam's apple. We'll be right back.
in the dark in the middle of the night. Ain't no begging you can do. You got trouble time to a super with an attitude.
I think we got it.